Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 11th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
94th Annual Paso Robles Pioneer Day Parade tomorrow. Templeton CSD considering a 1% increase to impact fees. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The 94th Annual Pioneer Day Parade returns to Paso Robles tomorrow, October 12th. At 7 a.m., the traditional bean cooking begins at the Paso Robles City Park, and at the gazebo at 8 a.m. is the children's pet show. Afterwards will be the Little Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest. Then, the parade starts promptly at 10 a.m., beginning on 16th and Spring Street, ending in the downtown City Park. The parade will feature a variety of antique tractors, horse-drawn wagons, marching bands, youth groups, church groups, floats, vintage cars, fire engines, military vehicles, and more. Then, after the parade at noon, the free bean feed starts in the downtown City Park. Then you can enjoy the Whiskerino Contest, the Horseshoe Pitching Contest, Pioneer Museum Activities at Riverside Avenue, Gymkhana at 1 at the Paso Robles Event Center, and Pioneer Games at 3 p.m. at the Event Center as well. The Templeton CSD will be meeting on Tuesday, October 15th for its regular board meeting. The board will hold a public hearing for increasing its impact fees effective January 1st, 2025. The board typically approves adjustments to fees each year since 2019. The board last updated its impact fees in September 2023, updating its fire development impact fee. With information collected, the CSD is considering to increase water, wastewater, fire, and parks and recreation development fees by 1%. Juvenile arrested at Liberty High School for possessing a weapon on school grounds. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Passerville School District announced that a juvenile was arrested yesterday morning for possessing a weapon on school grounds. The release says that around 9:50 a.m., staff were alerted to a student displaying a knife at Liberty High School's parking lot. Two possible students were narrowed down, and a pat-down search for weapons was conducted on each student. One of them, a 17-year-old male, was found to be in possession of a folding pocket knife. He was arrested and transported to San Luis Obispo Juvenile Hall. The school determined there was no ongoing threat to students or staff. Yesterday night at around 8 p.m., a white sedan crashed head-on into a white pickup truck on Creston Road near Niblick. This head-on collision halted traffic in both directions, with debris on the roadway that needed to be cleaned up. Three people were injured in the collision. The driver of the sedan was treated at the hospital for moderate injuries. Passerville High School's Crimson News magazine has been named one of the finalists for the National Scholastic Press Association Pacemaker Competition. A release by the news magazine says Crimson is one of 41 schools nationwide announced as finalists. The winner will be announced on November 9th at the National High School Journalism Convention in Philadelphia. The release says students and staff from Crimson News magazine will attend the convention come November 20th to collect their finalist award and compete in other competitions. Crimson News Magazine has received a similar award in 2023 and has placed 18 times in print and online national best of shows since 2009, the release says. On Monday, the League of Women Voters will be holding a forum for Passerville School Board candidates. The forum will take place in the school district's boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The forum will also be live streamed on the district's broadcast channel and will be available for viewing on YouTube. The public will be given the opportunity to learn about the candidates and their views on issues affecting the community. Attendees are encouraged to submit questions relevant to all candidates at the forum. In sports, Major League Baseball, yesterday the Guardians beat the Tigers 5-4. Their series is now tied 2-2. The Yankees over the Royals 3-1, winning their series. Tonight will be Game 5 with the Padres versus the Dodgers, then finishing off the division series is the Guardians against the Tigers. In the NFL, the 49ers beat the Seahawks 36-24 in Thursday night football. Then for KPRL's triple header on Sunday, first will be the Browns versus the Eagles, then the Raiders against the Steelers, and finally the Bengals versus the Giants. In high school football, tonight the Passerville Bearcats will host St. Joseph. Templeton will travel to Morro Bay, Atascadero will take on Pioneer Valley, and Mission Prep will host Crothers. Local news was sponsored by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. One person is dead, another hospitalized after a shooting on the 5 freeway in L.A. snarled traffic for hours. Lieutenant Bob Purvis with the California Highway Patrol describes what led up to that road rage shooting.
The gold Cadillac rear-ended an uninvolved vehicle, at which point the occupants of the Dodge Durango exited and started firing upon the occupants of the gold Cadillac.
Investigators say two suspects, both of whom opened fire, got away. One of the women accusing rock star Marilyn Manson of sexual assault is blasting L.A. County D.A. George Gascon for his handling of the case.
I am one of over a dozen women who have come forward publicly at immense personal risk to provide evidence about how Marilyn Manson has sexually assaulted them. We are all still waiting for answers.
That's Game of Thrones actress Esme Bianco. Gascon has said his office is looking into evidence in the case against Manson. They've yet to make a charging decision. I'm John Gilliland, and this is California Headline News.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. As an irrigation sales representative in the Imperial Valley, John Tamio is on the front lines of the most ambitious water conservation effort in the country. Amid warnings that the Colorado River is running dry, farmers in the valley have undertaken efforts to conserve an unprecedented amount of water, some of it through the installation of more efficient irrigation systems. I appreciate being able to play a role in that, said Tamayo, who works with farmers to determine which irrigation systems are best suited for their farming needs and conservation goals. His desire to support farmers led him to join the California Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers program, where he serves on the state committee representing Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, and San Mateo counties. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with a few passing clouds, lows in the upper 40s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday, then sunny on Friday next week. Mid-80s Sunday into Monday and Tuesday, then low 80s on Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday, then about 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and fair in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
This is Ron Cuff along with famous local DJ SK, reminding everyone that local voting matters.
For Paso School Board, Kenny Ennie. Let's keep Ennie inny.
Elect a lion, Leo Castillo for Paso Robles School Board.
Vote for the real McCoy, Lauren McCoy for Paso School Board.
We all need a Hunter Breeze for Paso Robles School Board. Let's keep downtown parking free and fix the roads.
And vote Michael Rivera for Paso Robles City Council District 3.
This message was not paid for or endorsed by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove & Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
Savor the flavors of the season at Cella Restaurant and Bar, nestled in the heart of Paso Robles at the Alegretto Vineyard Resort. From seasonal salads to savory mains, each dish is crafted with care. Plus, every Wednesday is industry night, featuring live entertainment and specials on wine, beer, and flatbreads. Reserve your table today by calling 805-369-2503.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The producer price index for September is mixed. Inflation at the wholesale level was flat in September from August, and core PPI, excluding food and energy, rose 0.2%. Both of those numbers improved. However, the PPI for the year ending in September increased to 1.8%, and core PPI rose to 2.8%. The numbers have cooled significantly from 2.5 years ago. The annual PPI peaked at 11.7% in March of 2022, and core PPI also peaked that month at 9.7%. Both J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo are reporting stronger earnings than expected for the summer quarter. Banks' profits from lending are expected to decline because the Fed lowered interest rates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilva, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, this is Michael Rivera. I'm running for Paso Robles City Council against an incumbent who has tripled our city's debt. And guess what? Our roads are still a mess. Thanks to my opponent, the city of Paso Robles is $123 million in debt with interest payments of $6.4 million per year. Where did the $123 million go? It didn't fix our roads. If you want fiscal responsibility, please vote for me in District 3. I'm Michael Rivera. Thank you for listening.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by, Tachi Palace Casino Resort over in Lemoore with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Friday edition.
Some folks know about it, some don't. Some will learn to shout it, some won't.
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, he thinks he'll be have enough consistency in the electrical to be able to use the Skype and broadcast from East Tennessee. Al, open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2, as I mentioned that. Also, some business to clean up from yesterday. We ended up going in a different direction, but that's okay because you folks steer the ship here. Is I started out with questions on the measures for the sales tax in both Paso Robles and Atascadero. And the final I had in for Paso Robles was 17 no's, 6 yeses. Atascadero, 10 no's, 4 yeses. But then it went in a different direction on whether people trusted the government. And it was 14-0 on that. So what we're going to do today with a completely unscientific but absolutely accurate KPRL survey is District 1 and District 3 in Paso Robles. That's for the city council seats. There's three candidates in each. So you can email or call in and give a reason or not. In District 1, Chris Beal, Sharon Roden, and Linda George. In District 3, choices, Jeff Carr, Steve Gregory, and Michael Rivera. So let the voting begin of the scientific survey. Also, a little program reminder, I was amiss in saying that there will be no morning exchange on Monday. There will be a morning exchange on Monday. Chad will be filling in for the traveling man.
Yeah.
You nervous?
Just about as I can be, yeah.
Did you get insurance?
What kind of insurance are we talking about?
Well, you can get the insurance for the flight itself, or just insurance in case you it drops like a bag of cement out of the sky.
I don't think I got either one.
Okay, well,
I'm not going very far anyway.
Well, you don't have to go far in a plane to have something go wrong, but it's safer than driving. Just put it that way. So enjoy it. Enjoy the trip. So we will have that, but we will have a couple of specials. Again, one is really cool. Sister Rosetta Tharpe, one of the great, I'd say, rhythm and blues rock guitarists that you never heard of. Her story is absolutely amazing, as was her career. So that is happening Monday. And also happening Monday is we're having a program change, and Michael Knowles is going away. And in his place, we're going to switch and move back a couple of shows. Mark Levin will start at 3, and then Lars Larson will start at 6. Mark Levin, the three-hour change, initially I was going to do just move Lars back, but Stu at Westwood One, who I've been working with for 25 years, really good guy, he said, hey, you know what? Mark Levin is live at that time, so why don't you pick him up at 3 instead of the 6, instead of moving them back. So that will take place. And then everything after that will just fall into its place, move back by 1 hour. And then an additional hour of our American stories, Monday through Fridays now, not just going into Monday. So that's a little program change coming up this Monday. Hopefully that the satellite sync and everything, because we're relying really on the networks. We can program in, well, not we, but our engineer can program in from our side what it's supposed to do, but it's up to the people at Westwood One to make sure that they have theirs set as well to send the show and everything that goes with it to us at the designated times. So anyway, I'm dealing with Westwood One for one and Premier with the other. So keep our fingers crossed on that. Anyway, that's what's going on. So keep that in mind as we head forward. Okay, let's see here. On District 1, Sharon Roden. District 3, Steve Gregory. All right, so we're off. 1-0 each. So, again, email or call in and give us your reasons or thoughts. Either way, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You know, the story on the kid at Liberty High School and he didn't necessarily brandish it, did he, Chris?
What are you talking about?
The knife that at Liberty. Did he brandish it? He allegedly brandished it.
He showed it off, I believe, in the parking lot is what it said.
Well,
I don't know if that like counts as brandishing or not, though.
All right. Well, more on that. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, this is Jerry. I went with Linda George to the Lincoln Club meeting last night where she made an appeal, you know, for backing for her campaign. Linda was brilliant. She did a fantastic job.
Well, you're her you're her manager, right?
As of officially, as of a couple of days ago.
Okay. So the public will decide whether she was brilliant or not, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what I'm getting at, and look, I hope Belinda gets in, but when, you know, it's like if my wife called in and told everybody how great I am, which she wouldn't, by the way.
Yeah, and I've told my wife to never call a talk show and support me.
Right.
We'll go to a city council
meeting. So what were the, could you get the crowd's reaction?
Yeah, I think she, I think people grossly underestimated her ability to speak in front of a crowd. I think she surpassed all expectations. I think people were happy and very impressed with her. I got to tell you something, though. The only reason why I went to the Lincoln Club was because, this is where it gets interesting, because with Ty Lewis coming in public with all these grievances and stuff, it really... She needed somebody really who was dedicated to managing her campaign and managing her response to all the Ty Lewis stuff. And basically, my advice is just ignore it. It's a lot of noise right now. It only benefits her. So anyway, so the only reason really I was there was because she wanted me to be her campaign manager, and as a campaign manager, I needed to accompany her to this event. So I walk in. And immediately, the first two people I see are Steve Gregory and Sharon Roden. And Sharon refuses to shake my hand. And she's sitting right next to Ranelle Baldwin, you know, the president of the Lincoln Club. And I wasn't there, you know, I was looking at Sharon. And apparently, that did not go down well, Sharon. That did not make a good impression on board members that she refused. I'm District 1 chair, for crying out loud, you know. And since I became District 1 chair, I've actually tried to reach out to Sharon and become, you know, more friendly and less contentious. And I've told her I'm going to concentrate on the issues now. I'm going to try to leave personalities and things out of it. So I talked to Sharon probably for half an hour, maybe 45 minutes after the meeting. And I will tell you that I tried to explain to her that my whole thing was her vote on the parking. I felt it was a disregard of the economic fortunes of the downtown merchants on the backs the downtown merchants to try to repay that debt to the general fund.
Okay, so that's a done deal. Now here's a question. I just throw out to people in general: if you have a person that's serving or a candidate and an incumbent, and there are 10 issues. And you agree with 9 of them, but the one is going to be the game changer for you. Do you think that happens?
The game changer for me was, the game changer for me was because of my upbringing and my interest in small business and the fact that my dad was an economic advisor to hundreds of people, including some of the movers and shakers of Silicon Valley. I'm really concerned about the fortunes and the fate and the success of small businesses like the bookshop, the theater, and I apologize to Sharon because that I got an emotional reaction. I really reacted emotionally to that, and I probably went over the top in my opposition to her. But I don't see her as being aligned on 9 out of 10 issues. I don't see me being aligned up with her on any issues, to tell you the truth, except for maybe, you know, actually Chris Bosch has spoken really highly of her. She says she understands taxation, the need to keep Proposition 13 intact, and she understands big issues like that. But when it comes to running a city, I'm diametrically opposed to just about everything she voted on when it came to the FBO not going after BBK And I told her, I said, your alliance with Ty Lewis is not good. And, you know, and she maintains that she's independent and she's not a rubber stamp. But, you know, she really became annoyed, irritated when she saw me. Well, and, you know, and that I think that rattled her and it affected her presentation. And I wouldn't even have been there had Ty and Lewis not come public. And Linda really needed somebody to handle the response to this.
Well,
so, I mean, this really came back to bite her.
We'll see on November 5th whether it did or not. But I know, listening to Linda, she has a lot of confidence and she doesn't pussyfoot around. She's direct and to the point, which is something I truly appreciate. And she's not afraid. And that's another thing that I like. She's got backbone.
No, she is not afraid. Because we knew going into this that Ty and his surrogates and social media would attack her. And she's the first person to say, hey, I'm not perfect. I've done some things in the past, some things I'm not real proud of. But you know what? I told people, she stepped up. She stepped up to the plate knowing that people would come at her for certain things that happened in her past. Yeah, she's tough. And it's not about her. It's about what's best for the city with Linda. Mm-hmm. It's not about her at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we'll see. And one last thing, Gary, I wouldn't take too much offense to somebody not shaking anybody else's hands. Some people may say, well, it's courteous, it's the polite thing. Well, I've done it on several occasions because there are people that I know have put knives in my back, and I'm not going to shake their hand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but the point is that, I mean, the Lincoln Club is about, you know, it's not about us. It's about what's doing best politically for the city and the county. And, you know, we all get along. I may not agree with 100% with everyone there on their issues, but, you know, I shake their hand. I try to be friendly with them. And, you know, but I understand what you're saying, Kevin, and I appreciate your time. And you do a great public service, and I appreciate that, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to the other phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yesterday you guys were talking about the roads, and it's interesting. I mean, we've known the roads are bad for a long time, and I don't even drive, but over on 17th Street, they recently redid that, mm-hmm. and we turn on it to go to our church on 18th and Oak, and man, you can really, I mean, it really changed that street. It's so nice, and you know, you get on that road, and you just think, man, if so many of our other roads would be like that, it would be so much nicer. It's such a smooth ride now. It's a beautiful street.
So is that going to affect who you may vote for in your district?
Yeah, for sure. I haven't looked at the district that I'm in yet. I'm not sure because I haven't looked at the ballot yet. But definitely, that would sway my opinion for sure.
Well, are you happy with the incumbents?
I haven't looked at that race particularly close yet. I haven't looked to see what district I'm in, but definitely that is going to be a deciding factor on my vote for sure.
Well, again, let me see if I can get to, if the person who's running in your district is already in office, is that because of the way 17th Street looks, would you more than likely vote for them based on that?
Well, no, I mean, it would depend on what they, you know, if they're gonna you know, I want somebody that would continue to do other projects. It's not a one-and-done thing. We have other streets that are in need of that.
Mm-hmm. So are you? Would you be in favor of the sales tax continuing with no sunset clause?
I haven't done much research on that yet. I think if they are going to actually, you know, put their money where their mouth is and do the work and continue to make our streets better, then yes. But if they're just going to pocket it and put it in general fund, then no.
Well, it is going to go into the general fund. And also, you may not know that our city is in debt to the tune of at least $21 million.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, have fun looking at your ballot.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. 238-5775. 238-KPRL, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the Right Choice KPRL. So, District 1, again, you have Chris Beal, Sharon Roden, and Linda George in District 3. Those running, Jeff Carr, Steve Gregory, and Michael Rivera. So it's, again, email or into the call-in. Call-in. Okay, what else did we have out there?
You want to go back to the knife thing real quick? Because I did look up the definition of brandish compared to the use that they used in the press release.
Okay.
So the press release says they displayed a knife in the parking lot, whereas brandishing a knife says wave or flourish as a threat or in anger or excitement.
Hmm. So do we know if there was any, altercation, fight starting, words exchanging? Do we know any of that?
Release doesn't say, and I'm going to assume no. I take it this was just a 17-year-old doing something dumb, bringing a knife to school and showing it off to his friends, and maybe somebody who wasn't supposed to see it saw it and reported it. That's my guess.
All right, well, it's another one of those investigations continuing, and we'll see. But he was arrested.
Yes.
Which my assumption here, then, it's correct that you can't even bring one of those on campus.
Yeah, he's arrested for possession of a weapon on school grounds.
Okay. Times have changed. All right, well, let's go to another phone call. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. So I mentioned this once before, and you guys were talking about this morning with the election in the city of Paso Robles, and we have districts in the city of Paso Robles. City of Paso Robles is a town of 35,000. In my mind, it's absolutely absurd that we have districts in a town this size. If the town was 500,000 people, you could probably justify it, and I think you'd still get qualified candidates throughout. But I think it's doing a disservice to the city to have districts. I think it should be at large for all five positions. Am I the only one that thinks that that should be the case?
Well, I've heard from other people that agree with you. And the other thing is, this is still confusing people on who they're supposed to vote for.
Yep. It does, and it limits who we can have on the council. I think, and you know, people use that word. I think we had this discussion before about quote-unquote underserved populations. Well, I think the whole of the town is underserved by having districts because you don't get a large enough pool of people because you're restricting. You could have two people that are well-qualified that I might want on the ballot or on the council, but they live in the same district, so that's not possible for them to both be on the council. And that, to me, is wrong. It's really doing this town a disservice. We just aren't a big enough town to justify districts, quite frankly.
I would agree. And, of course, it's the same in the school, but the city caved.
Well, they did. And they got scared of a lawsuit. And so my question is, so what would happen if, and I don't know what it would take, could the city council just vote to do away with the districts? I think that could be the case. I think. I'm not sure how that would look.
Well,
but let's just assume that you could do that. What would happen?
Well,
would the walls come crashing in the minute that the council voted to get rid of the districts?
Oh, you'd probably have, you know, the same group, and I forget who it was from outside that pressured the, other cities to do it as well, regarding that. Now, if you can vote something in, why can't you vote it out?
Absolutely. And besides, we have an example right next door. The city of Tascadero doesn't have districts, correct?
No, they don't.
And did they get sued?
No.
No. I don't think so. I really think it's an issue that needs to come to the fore and needs to be eliminated. I don't know. I really don't know how you can argue in favor of the districts because the original argument was just a specious argument about certain populations being underserved. That's just nonsense. We knew that that was the case all along. Everybody knew that. There's not some sort of discrimination because of underserved populations, and therefore it's going to be fixed by districts. That's just not the case.
No, I agree. Hey, I know what we can do. The city council can ask our marvelous attorney what she thinks.
Good idea. I wish I had thought of that, Kevin. Doggone it. Good idea. Let's go with that.
All right.
All right. See ya.
Bye. Hamilton Berger, our city attorney. Yes, indeed. Again, for those of you who look up Hamilton Berger in reference to Perry Mason, he lost every time he went up against the great Perry Mason. All right, let's see what he, extending the sales tax on the email. No, I quit voting for any additional money or extending funding to any government level. They have proven time and time again to be extremely wasteful, so I have zero trust the money would be used well. Add in the funds going to the general fund, it's going to be misused. Okay? All right, there you go. Let me see here. Email, the current city council has failed and will not recover. We need a change. Both candidates are unaffiliated with any special interest groups. This is in reference to Linda George and Michael Rivera. We'll direct funds to finally fix all roads. We'll protect Prop 13. Well, the protection of Prop 13 has nothing to do with the city council. Protect our water, though, from Bruce Gibson, and we'll work together to protect local needs over tourism. Perhaps they will work to eliminate the vote by district nonsense. Well, perhaps, perhaps. Hi, good morning.
Morning. How about a ballot measure, like a referendum, to do away with the districts?
Well, maybe it wouldn't be needed if there's a new council and they decide to go in that direction.
Correct. Correct. Yes, that would be the easiest way to do it if new council voted it down if they had the drive to want to do that.
If not, you would need a grassroots community thing to do like they did for the parking.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Years ago, I can remember we voted on something about at large for mayor because the mayor used to be, I think, appointed by the council. So. Yeah. You know, there have been things in the past on how we organize our city government and as a ballot measure. So that could be an idea, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. All right, sir, we're up against it. Got to go. But
okay.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
All right, thanks for your call.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The 94th Annual Pioneer Day Parade returns to Paso Robles tomorrow, October 12th. Enjoy the contest at 8 a.m. in the downtown city park and the parade at 10. Free activities will follow at noon and Pioneer Games and Gymkhana at the Paso Robles Event Center later that afternoon. The Paso Robles School District announced that a juvenile was arrested yesterday morning for possessing a weapon on school grounds. Staff was alerted to a student displaying a knife at Liberty High School's parking lot. The student was identified as a 17-year-old male who was arrested and transported to the county's juvenile hall. The tales of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update sponsored by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The massive cleanup and recovery continues in Florida. After Hurricane Milton, residents of Anna Maria Island south of Tampa Bay can't go home just yet. Mayor Dan Murphy.
The issue that we have on the ground right now is the fact that there is virtually no power, no water, no sewer service. I have put a checkpoint at the entrance to the city to really not allow anyone back in except the emergency workers.
Now, 2.5 Floridians, million Floridians, remain without power. 17 people were killed. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 22 people have been killed, 117 wounded in overnight Israeli airstrikes. Lebanese officials say those strikes targeted two residential buildings in separate neighborhoods. Local television reporting a top Hezbollah official was not injured in the strike. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. It was number 11.4 on the agenda. Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Week 6 of the NFL kicked off with Thursday Night Football as the 49ers outscored the Seahawks in Seattle 36-24. San Francisco quarterback Brock Purdy threw 3 touchdown passes, 2 to tight end George Kittle. Both teams are now 3-3, but the Seahawks have lost 3 in a row. It's Game 5 of the NLDS between the Dodgers and the Padres with the first pitch set for 8 Eastern time. The Dodgers announced that Yoshinobu Yamamoto will start for them. Yu Darvish will be starting for San Diego. Yesterday, in Major League Baseball, the Yankees eliminated the Royals with the 3-1 win in Kansas City to advance to the ALCS. New York starter Gerrit Cole allowed 1 run on 6 hits over 7 innings, while Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton each drove in a run in the win. And the Guardians avoided elimination with a 5-4 win in Detroit over the Tigers. In the WNBA, the Lynx took Game 1 from the Liberty, coming out on top 95-93 in overtime.
And we have our triple header Sunday morning at 9:30, starting off the Broncos and the Eagles, and the Steelers and the Raiders go at it in the late game Sunday Night Football. The Bengals and the Giants all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. He is the man. He is the man. Why is this file? Not a bad day, but we'll have some clouds hanging around. A low to mid-80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. For your number 94 Pioneer Day, absolutely beautiful, mid-90s. Low to mid-90s Sunday, mid-90s Monday, Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 5. Up and down, 7.07 a.m., 6.33 p.m. It's 47. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. All right, moving along here on this Friday edition on The Right Choice, Cape Farewell, as we get ready for the world's famous...
Who let the dogs out?
Penalty.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot!
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Checking in to see what the varmints may be out on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Well, there's nothing to report, but it says parrots can mimic human speech and other sounds. They do this by controlling the muscles in their throat to alter the flow of air across their bodies, the bird equivalent of humans. So we're a lot like parrots.
Yeah, we tend to repeat some of the stuff we hear someone else say.
That can be dangerous. That can be dangerous. You know, my dad used to have some pretty funny parrot jokes. He told them for 93 years, and I can't remember any of them.
I was going to ask, could I hear one of them?
You'll learn this, Chris. As you get older, you'll forget more jokes.
That's unfortunate.
That's why you need to tell them as soon as somebody, you know, tells them to you, you need it to repeat it. But anyway, I don't have any parent jokes. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Nobody will be at the office on Monday except Chad and I for 3 hours. Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. By the way, Chad doesn't know that yet. I know he's sleeping. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. All right. Trivia at 5 minutes away from 7 is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. They're open every day, breakfast and lunch. And contest rules do apply there on file. Okay, here we go. It's Friday, and I have to give you this. I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you can call in and give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song, we'll put you down as our final qualifier of the week. Do not answer a question with a question, and make sure your inflection doesn't sound like a question. Okay. It's pretty simple instructions. Good luck. Here we go.
I sat down and cried my eyes out. Now that was a foolish thing.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'll give you a hint. This is a sequel song. Sequel. Sequel. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. Hi, good morning. Well, I heard somebody start to breathe. Hi, good. I hope they still are. Hi, good morning. Well, I heard somebody in the background. That was the radio. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Leslie Gore.
Yes, Leslie Gore, and it's a sequel to It's My Party, It's Judy's Turn to Cry.
I can't believe I got it.
Well, okay, good. Did you like Leslie Gore?
I don't like her politics.
Okay, but you'd listen to her songs,
yes.
Would you?
Okay, yes.
All right. May I have your name, please?
Patty Jones.
All right, Patty, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day and enjoy the song. We're going back to, let me see, released in June of 1963, and it was a sequel, kind of an answer song somewhat, to her number one hit, her first release, I think, as a 15, 16-year-old. It's My Party. It's Judy's Turn to Cry.
Because now it's Judy's turn to cry. Judy's turn to cry. Judy's turn to cry. Because Johnny's come back.
Johnny's come back
to me. Oh, when Judy left with Johnny at my party.
Was a sequel, or if you want to say an answer song to her big number one hit back in 63, It's My Party, and they were both produced by a gentleman by the name of Bueller, Quincy Jones. Now, some say, critics, that this was a monstrous hook as valuable as It's My Party with violence that may have been inspired by
The Crystals. The Crystals, who they had a song that he hit me, it felt like a kiss. Very violent singers back in the day. Things going on at these parties, too. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's